This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adore Udoji is away. Back to stimulus now, okay, as we've talked about all hour long, really. $30 billion as part of the $819 billion bill that the House passed last night is going to go to highway construction. That's one of the largest investments in history in that kind of infrastructure. And it means we're going to need gravel, we're going to need line paint, and we're going to need asphalt. Lots and lots of asphalt. And Jay Hansen, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Asphalt Pavement Association, I gather it's pretty darn convenient that there's an asphalt processing plant in every congressional district in the United States, right?
That's right, John. There's about 3,500 asphalt plants in the country. And I would say right now we're probably 50% underutilized in the capacity. So once this legislation gets enacted, we're ready to go.
So you're beyond shovel ready. I mean, you got the tars cooking at this point.
Well, just say that at the plants, there's aggregate, there's liquid asphalt in the tanks, and all we need to do is rehire the workers that have been laid off, and we're ready to go, as I said.
How many workers would that be, by your estimate?
Well, the industry employs about 300,000 people, both directly and indirectly, and our unemployment numbers are some of the highest in the country at about 12 to 15% right now.
So, you know, what I've been trying to do with every aspect of this stimulus bill is to try, as we look at, you know, projects that are on the books now that they want to fund, you know, what component of the project is just sort of switching on machines? What component of the project is buying products that are going to result in new manufacturing jobs or returned manufacturing jobs? And what kinds of jobs are going to be, contracting jobs that result from this? Can you break it down for me at all?
Well, a little bit. Once this legislation is passed, a lot of states have already gone through their project lists, and they know what projects they want to get going. In fact, they've submitted lists up to the state, up to the Congress. But once the legislation is enacted, the first wave of projects will probably be those maintenance and rehabilitation projects that are, frankly, perfect for asphalt. We'll get out there. We'll mill the top 2 inches off the road. Put another layer of asphalt down, and for the traveling public, they'll see a nice smooth road at the end of it. So when you're looking at those kind of projects, you're looking at the paving crews, the people in the trucks that are hauling the material back and forth from the plant to the job site. You have the people at the plant, the technicians, the lab workers, and so forth. But as the time marches on, some of these bigger projects will get in full swing, and then you're looking at people buying equipment,
right?
Other types of materials, steel and so forth.
And that those are big follow-ons, right?
Yes.
So are you happy about this bill and what's going on?
Well, sure, we're happy about the bill, but our markets have been so down, publicly funded highways has been down the last 2 years. And then, of course, commercial and residential have been down. And frankly, John, states are letting contracts contingent on the stimulus bill being enacted. So, yes, it's additional funding, but it's not nearly enough to bring us up to where we were just 2 years ago.
Well, he's smelling the aroma of tar, but still a little bit on pins and needles there. Jay Hansen, a lobbyist and vice president for government affairs for the National Asphalt Pavement Association, which stands to benefit from this stimulus bill. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.